Welcome back to The Wise Man's Page, the daily podcast where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Wise Man's Fear, page by page. This is page 31, chapter 4, Tar and Tin. The city that had grown up around the university over the centuries was not large. It was barely more than a town, really. Despite this, trade thrived at our end of the Great Stone Road. Merchants brought in carts of raw materials, tar and clay, gibstone, potash, and sea salt. They brought luxuries like Lanetti coffee and vintage wine. They brought fine dark ink from Aroe, pure white sand for our glassworks, and delicately crafted Shaldish springs and screws. When those same merchants left, their wagons were laden with things you could only find at the university. The Medica made medicines, real medicines, not colored stump water or penny nostrums. The alchemy complex produced its own marvels that I was only dimly aware of, as well as raw materials like naphtha, sulfurjack, and twice lime. I might be biased, but I think it's fair to say that most of the university's tangible wonders came from the artificery. Ground glass lenses, ingots of wolfram and glance steel, sheets of gold so thin they tore like tissue paper. But we made much more than that. Sympathy lamps and telescopes, heat eaters and gear winds, salt pumps, trifoil compasses, a dozen versions of Teckham's winch and Delavari's axle. Artificers like myself made these things, and when merchants bought them, we earned a commission, 60% of the sale. This was the only reason I had any money at all. And, since there were no classes during admissions, I had a full span of days to work in the fishery. That's the page. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Joanna.
And I'm Nick.
This page is like... is all world building.
It's very fun.
Well, I feel like we have all this information if we have just finished reading the first book.
But I don't think that's true.
Well, I was flipping through it looking for a description of this town, and we never get one so succinctly, but we learn as much throughout the process of just existing in that town in Name of the Wind. Not the details, I think, of the artificery and the deal they get with the sales out of it, but... other than that, this seems to me like it's a recap more than anything else.
I have a comparison to make.
Okay.
So what we know about the university is like looking at a person a distance away from you without glasses on if you need glasses. And then you put on the glasses and you see all the details. Right?
Sure.
So like this is like we know the majority of what's already on this page, but this has the details. Like, the little things.
Yeah, and, like, I think that we had a much vaguer and less substantial notion of these things. Like, I think we had some idea that he earned a little money making stuff in the fishery, and we had some idea that the university produced goods for sale to merchants, but we didn't really have an idea of exactly how this economy worked, or, as Jordana points out, the wealth of stuff that they produce. And that, for me, is where the real meat of the world building is. I agree with you, Nick, that this is sort of a summary of stuff that clever readers might have pieced together the rough outline of on their own. But this is making it clear and distinct for us because this stuff is going to become important to what he's going to tell us next.
Also, we have to remember that this is not our first time reading the book. And, like, it might have been hinted at or, like, even, like, gone over in Name of the Wind. But, like, if you're a first time reader of this book... As we have all been, like, you might have missed it.
Out. Yeah,
yeah. If you're a dumb reader like me who's not paying attention and forgets stuff all the time, this is very good.
I still think this is, more than anything else, this is a recap. Because if he had launched back into the, and we're in the town going on, it might have been a little jarring. So I think that he's still kind of doing the last time on Name of the Wind spiel.
There is some non-recap material here, though. To get the specific names of the stuff that the merchants are carrying and that they'll bring back from the university, some of those things are definitely not mentioned before.
Yeah, I don't know that we've heard of Lanati.
Or Aroe?
I'm pretty sure Aroe was mentioned.
It was like, yeah, but it was like a throwaway, right?
The same kind of line, yeah.
But that makes it, that's good world building, I think, because it sort of solidifies that as a place where things come from.
Mm-hmm. Teckham's winch and Delavari's axle, which remind me of...
It reminds me of Da Vinci's, like,
stuff. Yeah, I was
going
to say the kooky inventions of Da Vinci.
Exactly, yeah. Except clearly they found a practical purpose. I like how some of these things are real world things, some of them are made up things, and some of them are a little bit of both. For example, glance steel. I don't think glance steel is a real thing in the world, but Woot's steel is. And it's named Woots because it's either like a person or a place, right? So there's no Woots.
Not because they're celebrating a Leet Haxor?
No, they were not. No one got pwned. unfortunately. So what I'm saying is, like, Rothfuss wants the substance that we call Wootz steel to exist
okay,
in this
world.
Okay,
what is Wootz steel?
It's Jeremy. A certain kind of steel that is good for making weapons. Like, swords and armor are often made of Wootz steel in the medieval period. So, but he can't call it Wootz steel because Wootz, whatever it is, doesn't exist in Temerant. So he has to come up with a comparable term.
Hiram Wootz didn't invent it because he's a real world guy, but Hiram Glance did.
Exactly. Or sure. It was made in the town of Glance or something.
Also, I find that highly unlikely.
Naphtha, Sulphur Jack, and Twice Lime are all things that I don't recognize that might be real or might not be real, but the point is I can't tell.
Yeah, and they sound real. Like, Twice Lime...
I'm pretty sure those are
all... Well, lime is a real thing.
Those are all archaic names for real things.
Yeah, like, could Twice Lime be related to Quick Lime, for example? Because Quick Lime is a real thing.
What is Quick Lime?
It's a thing. It's a chemical. Oh,
okay.
Okay. I just said, let's not do this.
Well,
let's
my
not
point,
do the thing.
I know what it
like,
is. I had an answer.
Yeah, you had an answer. Maybe this thing. That well, maybe it is. All
I
right.
know it's a thing you use to dissolve a dead body. I don't know what it's made of.
My point was that you don't need to know if it's a real thing or not because it's believable.
Yes, that is correct.
We are sold it by, we buy it
from
Rothfuss.
Is a real thing. It's a flammable liquid. It's a mixture that's distilled from things like petroleum and coal tar and peat.
Cool. So the alchemists...
Nope. Shut the hell up. Quicklime is calcium oxide.
What's twice lime? I already told you I knew what quicklime was a
you
real thing.
You said it's a thing, but you didn't say what it was.
I knew it was real. That's the point.
So twice lime is conceivably, especially because it's in the same context as naphtha, it's conceivably just another word for quicklime.
It.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what these things actually are. Well, the point is we believe it.
It's caustic and alkaline, so as you say... it's important because we cannot anymore... This is my new season's resolution. We cannot launch into a conversation and say, I don't know what it is, but let's move on. Like, we
okay,
cannot,
but my okay? specific
no, no, no.
point
from
here...
No, no, no. From now on, we're... This is
but it does
courtroom
matter what
rules
they are,
from now
Jordana.
On. If you're going to submit evidence, you have to be able to follow up on that evidence, or else you're going to get cross-examined.
It does matter what they are, Jordana, because the alchemists produce it, and we don't know anything about alchemy. So knowing that the alchemists produce things like petroleum products and things like quicklime, chemicals, that gives us some idea of what it is the alchemists are up to.
And Sulphur Jack is also not a real thing, but conceivably it's related to sulfur.
Yes,
well,
and Jack.
From the words sulfur and lime, we can already assume they're chemicals.
Yes, but now we have a correct answer in that it's not a real thing. No more of this.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It does matter.
There is nothing worse in the world than listening to
no
a podcast.
Crime.
Yeah, yeah, and where the hosts are wrong about something, or even worse, introduce something and don't follow up on it.
It's true.
You can't be wrong about it if it's not real.
Yes, you absolutely can.
Like me and liking Star Wars.
No, no.
You
like,
told me I was canceled.
I mean, you are canceled for that. That's not the point I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is like when in grade 8, I had a fun class quiz on Lord of the Rings, and my nerd friends and I were all acing it. And then there was a violent dispute over a particular question.
Why was it violent?
I'm getting to that.
Have you ever met a nerd?
Yeah, exactly. The question was, what is the origin of the orcs? Well, this question has two equally correct answers. Because in the books, the orcs are... the origin of the Uruk-hai. In the books, the Uruk-hai are just a breed of orc. They're just
I'm
like
so
a tribe.
I'm so sorry I asked.
You are. Just like my teacher was. In the movies, they are bred by Saruman. He, like, genetically engineers them. And so my nerd friends and I were all like, well, are we talking about the books or in the movies? And my teacher was like, I think she like picked one, and then we answered that, but her answer was wrong, and then we got really mad, as we justifiably should, because the terms of the question were not clear. So you can be wrong about a fictional
fact. Fine, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Hang on. Even separate from that, because being wrong about things sucks, but also, we have an obligation to our listeners to inform them. Mm-hmm. If someone tunes in...
They know we don't know things.
No, but we have an obligation. We have a platform. We need to present real news.
That's right.
Fine,
truth.
I just won't ask about things anymore. I'm sorry.
Good.
That's what we really want.
This is why you're canceled.
Uh-huh. So the alchemists seem to make mostly chemical products, whereas the artificers make, like, devices or materials that can be used to make devices.
But it seems like these are parts. They're not sending off necessarily completed objects. They're shipping off parts of other things.
Well, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, because they like a sympathy lamp is a complete object, or it's a component of another thing.
Sure, whereas the winch and the axle are probably
meant to be parts of other things.
Yes, but they're like complex mechanical parts that other people can't produce easily.
Lenses, obviously.
Artificers sort of remind me of engineers.
Yeah, I think that is the big difference. Like, artificers are mechanical engineers and...
Alchemists are chemists?
Yeah, chemical engineers, maybe.
Oh,
yeah. That might be the analogy.
Cool.
Except it's all magic.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, that's what... Because they also have chemistry, right? That's, like, separate from alchemy. So the alchemy is, like, magic chemistry.
It makes sense that the merchants would bring all of these, like, rich, fine things to the university, too, because you generally, like, it seems that you need wealth to be able to be at the university.
As anyone who's ever played a role-playing game knows, you need weird reagents to make magic crap.
Yeah, and the... But I think what
but
you're
I,
getting
I
at...
But I meant, like, the coffee. I meant, like...
The people who go to the university are often rich, and they want the finer things in life, right?
Exactly.
For the same reason that there's, like, a lot of, like... sort of nice merchants and other things in Imra, which is the next nearest town.
Right, but they're hawking the... Oh, no, sorry. I'm...
They have to serve... They're like the university town, right? They sort of have to serve
the
populace
clientele.
And the populace.
I think it's a little odd that they go elsewhere for springs and screws. I would think that's something they could make pretty easily.
Maybe it's not worth their trouble.
I suppose. You know, like, that's they're shipping it all the way from the Shald?
Well, I guess I'm just saying, like, maybe like the average blacksmith can make a spring or a screw, but can't make a sympathy lamp. So it's not worth it to the artificers. You know, their time and money is valuable. It's more worth it to them to buy those raw parts.
There wouldn't be a local blacksmith?
Probably not one who can fill the demand of the university.
Of the fine springs and spheres.
Right,
and
yeah.
Things. All right, I'll buy it. See, that's how we parse out the things that are questions.
Yeah.
I think we've done a good service today for our listeners.
That's right.
Who are surely fulfilled and satisfied.
I think you're a big complainy pants.
That two things can be true at once, Trudy.
Ah, yes. I think we're done with this page.
Great, let's wrap it up.
All right.
Just a question, and I don't want to incur the wrath.
You're totally going to incur it.
I don't want to incur the wrath of my co-host here. He mentions Gearwinds, and I know we've talked about Gearwinds before, but do we know what they are in the context of the book?
The book, no.
It's just like a thing that he's mentioned offhand as like a doodad.
Yes.
Gotcha.
A doodad, a whatnot?
Yeah, a thingamabob.
So, ooh. Apparently it is a proper name.
And it is.
Like,
Gearwind.
Like,
it's like a
like
name.
Someone who makes gears.
No.
Might have the surname Gearwind.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I guess so, but it's like
someone
a
who's
first
good at winning
name.
Gears.
Like a,
okay.
It's a noun. And
like a proper noun.
Well, not because it doesn't refer to anyone specifically, but it's like a person's name. That seems to be the only use case of it. Like, it doesn't seem, you know, if you looked up, you know, butcher or barber or whatever, you'd probably be like, it's a surname and it's somebody's... Mm-hmm. Somebody's calling, but I see no indication that it is anything except a name.
Fascinating, Captain. Let's keep an eye on it.
Well, yes, let's. And until we return to keep another eye on another page, I will sign off. I'm Nick.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Jeremy.
And we have been Paige
of
the Wind!